Now, if you would really like to experience deep and profound relaxation, relaxation that can allow you to unlock the hidden peak performer inside of you, what I'd like for you to do is to find a spot on the ceiling, anything at all on which you can fix your eyes, anything at all that causes you to direct your eyes up and back, as though you were looking through the bill of a baseball cap on top of your head. And I'd like for you to gaze at that spot of your choosing and nothing but that spot. As you listen to the sound of my voice and nothing but the sound of my voice, even if an intrusion should occur, some noise inside or outside the room, please allow that interruption to be your signal, your personal cue to go even deeper, even more completely and thoroughly relaxed, as it is your right, as it is your privilege. And as you gaze at that spot and nothing but that spot, and listen to the sound of my voice and nothing but the sound of my voice, I'd like for you to begin to use your very powerful imagination. I would like for you to begin to use that 2/3 of your brain that never gets fully utilized. I would like for you to begin to imagine that your eyelids are getting heavier and heavier and heavier, just as if tiny lead weights were being attached to each and every eyelash. And with every second that passes, your eyelids get heavier and heavier and heavier. So much so that on the count of three, I'd like for you to close your eyes tightly, tightly shut. And at the same time, say to yourself, subvocally and not out loud, "My eyelids have gotten so heavy, I can't keep them open a second longer." 1, 2, 3. Tightly closed, tightly shut. Good. Now please rotate your eyes underneath your tightly closed lids as far back into your head as you can, and hold your eyes in that rotated position with your lids tightly shut until I ask you to bring them forward. And as you hold your eyes in that rotated position and listen to the sound of my voice and nothing but the sound of my voice, I'd like for you to say to yourself, "My eyelids are stuck together so tightly, even if I wanted to, I couldn't get them open." Now allow your eyes to come forward, keeping your lids gently closed. And as you do so, notice the difference between the tightness that you felt with your eyes rotated and the feeling of relaxation that you have there now. Please allow that feeling of relaxation to wash down across your body, like the warm waters of a shower or a Hawaiian waterfall. And when that relaxation reaches your feet, once again begin to use your very powerful imagination. In the theater of your mind and with your mind's eye, begin to see a rich, warm, red relaxation vapor pouring into the room. Now this vapor is heavier than air, and it collects along the floor in little pools and eddies, getting deeper and deeper and deeper with every second that passes. And you can see that vapor and feel that vapor touching your toes and the balls of your feet and your calves, and they begin to feel warm and heavy and deeply relaxed. and the vapor climbs even higher. See it and feel it touching your ankles, your calves, your knees, and they too began to feel warm and heavy and profoundly relaxed. And the vapor climbs still higher. See it and feel it touching your bottom, your hands, your fingers, your wrist, your waist and tummy, the small of your back and your forearms. And those body parts too began to feel warm and heavy and deeply relax as you direct your attention to them. And the vapor climbs even higher. See it and feel it touching your upper back, your chest, your upper arms, your shoulders and neck, warm and heavy and deeply, profoundly relaxed. And the vapor climbs still higher. See it and feel it touching jaw, cheek, mouth, lips, ears, nose, warm and heavy and profoundly relaxed. And the vapor climbs still higher, touching eyes, temples, forehead, scalp, warm, heavy, profoundly relaxed. And you can see yourself and feel yourself wrapped in a soothing cocoon of relaxation vapor, going deeper and deeper and deeper relaxed, as it is your right. And in order to get that feeling of deep and profound relaxation and warmth inside your body as it is all over the outside, I would like for you to take with me 3 special deep breaths. Inhaling slowly through your nose as you force your stomach out. Holding those breaths for several seconds, and when I ask you to, allowing your breath to escape slowly through your mouth. Now, if you could hear those breaths, they might sound something like this. And you would hold it, and when I asked you to, you would exhale, and it might sound something like this. Remember to see and feel that rich red relaxation vapor. Ready? 3 deep breaths. 1. Hold it, hold it, and let it out. Good. 2. Hold it, and let it out. And finally, 3. Hold it. Hold it. And let it out. And with that exhale breath, all tightness, all tension, all negative thoughts and memories gone, never to be a part of you again. As you drift and float and dream, warm and heavy and deeply, profoundly relaxed, as it is your right. And as you drift and as you float and as you dream, you can see yourself and feel yourself walking along the beach. It's mid-July and it's very, very warm. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The sun has not yet begun to set, but it's getting low on the horizon. The sun is a golden, blazing yellow. The sky a brilliant blue. The sand a dazzling, glistening white in the sunlight. Feel the cold, wet, firm, hard-packed sand beneath your feet. Taste and smell the salt in the air. There is a residue of salt deposited on your lips from the ocean spray. You can taste it if you lick your lips. Hear the beating of the waves, the rhythmic lapping to and fro, back and forth of the water against the shore. Hear the far-off cry of a distant gull as you continue to walk. Suddenly you come to a sand dune, a mound of pure white sand. Covering the mound are bright yellow buttercups, and at its base, deep green seagrass. You sit down on the crest of the dune and look out towards the ocean. The sea is like a mirror of silver reflecting the sun's rays, a mass of pure white light. And you're gazing intently into this light. As you continue to stare into the sun's reflection off the water, you begin to see flecks of violet and darting spots of purple intermingled with the silver. Everywhere there is silver and violet. There is a violet line along the horizon, a violet halo around the flowers. Now the sun is beginning to set. With each movement, with each motion of the sun into the sea, you become deeper and deeper and deeper relaxed. The sky is turning crimson, scarlet, pink, amber, gold, orange, as the sun sets. You are engulfed in a deep purple twilight, a velvety blue haze. You look up to the night sky. It's a brilliant, starry night. The beating of the waves, the smell and taste of the sea, the salt, the sky, and you feel yourself carried upward and outward into space, one with the universe, drifting and floating and dreaming, warm and heavy, and deeply, profoundly relaxed.